Today's date is January 22nd, 2016. Time, it's approximately 4:18 p.m. My name is Trooper Mike Washington. We have Sergeant Preston Savoy present with Louisiana State Police, and we'll be interviewing Jack Darden. And what's your title, Jack?
Executive Director of Facilities.
Okay, Executive Director of Facilities here at Cypress Bayou.
So like I stated, Jack, we received a complaint. It is a criminal investigation that we're working. It involves several persons. I mean, I'm not going to call any names, but I mentioned O'Neill because he was the target. That's how the complaint originated to the commission. And like I say, just to officially just tell us your involvement on record.
Well, as the executive director, we sat down and looked at a list of, you know, this year everybody got a bonus. Mm-hmm. Casino met its criteria for us to get a bonus program. And I know I looked at a list where, you know, everybody at what salary levels you are, executive directors on that list don't show what they get. It just shows your salary, and then a decision is going to be made from upper than me about what each person gets.
Okay.
I can tell you, I never saw O'Neill's name on that list.
Have you seen it on any list?
No.
Okay. Because I understand there were several lists floating around, modifications. From my understanding, you're part of the executive committee. So that means you, Tara, and Anthony Patron, mm-hmm. the general manager. You guys make decisions in terms of renovations. Is that
the renovations project? I'm more on the executive side of all the facility stuff that happens, housekeeping, mm-hmm. renovations. Tara is more the compliance executive director.
Okay.
So, you know, we both have an independent, I guess, relationship with Anthony as a GM.
Okay.
But I can say this, you know, as I think back on this now, I was up in Rocks one day for our employee meeting in December.
Mm-hmm.
I was up in Rocks. We was having an employee meeting. O'Neill was up there. I do remember telling O'Neill, hey, look, you know, you up here for a meeting. We working on bonus stuff. But I said, hey, none of this stuff applies to you. You, mm-hmm. you know, you left here. You made your bed. You don't get one. And he did say, well, some decisions were made. Council approved it. That looks like I may get one while I'm there. But that hasn't been all official. I was just joking when I said it about, hey, because he wasn't on our list. So that's about all I can tell you that my knowledge is that he's getting it is he said something about getting some money, which if a council approves something, well, I don't know about the regulation on how does that apply. Who does that go through? Who gets asked? I don't know that part.
Are you familiar with the tribal policies in terms of, obviously you must be if you told him he couldn't. I know you said you were joking, but.
No, he didn't work here no more is why I'm saying it. Yeah. If you're not working here no more, he wasn't going to get it. But I know he had worked here for a period of time with
right,
us.
Right.
So that's the only thing. And whether he got, now that's the part that he told me was, well, the council approved something I may be getting it. And I'm like, I was just messing with him about you not, why you had this meeting today. Because it was just an employee meeting up right. in Rocks. It was about a bonus distribution, what the business is doing, what the organization is doing, but never saw his name on a list. Otherwise, I would have never made an off remark. And I'm always joking about something like that, messing with him more than anything.
Right.
Because I said, you went over there, you don't get the bonus this year.
Right. Okay.
So whether he got it or not, Mike, I can't tell you. I don't know.
Did you talk to him about this, anything related to this?
No, that was a meeting back in December.
Okay. Did you talk to anyone else, Anthony or anyone, to do that shit?
No, like I said, I was wondering what y'all was calling me up here for, but I'm trying to think back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to put me on record. I'm going to tell you, I've always been an honest guy, and I tell you what I do know. But that's not saying I know anything, as it is a comment and then what he said.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Now, if the council approved that, how does that work for us? That's the part I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
does the council deal with the commission on that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they approved it, from my knowledge.
Okay, I don't know that part.
See the paperwork. I mean, we're still in the process, but from what preliminary, it's uncertain, unclear if they
I know.
Yeah, otherwise, we probably wouldn't be here.
My involvement in it on bonuses with Anthony was, we got leads, we got specialists, we got every employee. You know, what's fair to give every employee? What's fair that a supervisor should earn? What lead person maybe did more as a lead than another lead done? You got managers that get a certain percentage, and you got a directors that get a certain percentage, and then you had your executive director team. So right. Dollar amounts applied to that is a given for those low, you know, the one that's going to get the smallest amount versus the supervisors versus the lead versus a specialist. We know those amounts because they are given. The rest of it you don't see. But like I said, O'Neill's name was never on the list that I saw.
Okay, so you got, so once you got, you help basically determine how the budgeted, I guess, monies will be spent and allocated to the employees?
I think it's more of a dialogue about, hey, GM, you know, Anthony, what do you think about this position? What do y'all think this person done? We might say, well, you know, Candace works for me. She works for the GM. If she's getting this much at this position, then I might say, well, yeah, but she does media for us, she does internet, she does social media. Does that rank her to get a little bit more than this person right here might get, because this person done this duties, but this person had that. That meeting that we had was more of that from our standpoint, our input as we run the operation. Who's your most valuable people? Who helps contribute the most to it? Because not everybody contributes all at the same levels.
Right.
You might have the same titles. I might have three supervisors all with a supervisor title, but I got a supervisor who got an electrical degree, an HVAC degree that might do a little bit more, but across the board, those people are the same anyway.
Right.
But as an example, that's our involvement with this meeting. It's not determining who got what amount, except for those given positions that had a couple of adjustments. We never saw each other's as a director. That's not something that we was at the table to decide what I get or what she gets. Yeah. That was totally made by the general manager's decision based on what we each do. Okay. Which would be awkward to involve us in a meeting and then discuss each of our stuff. So that was never done on our level.
So you don't, so that that's done separate? You said Anthony Patron determines the executive salaries? Or
I guess so. I mean, that'd be the only way it can be done, because he's the last one to decide. You know, I'm not the CFO, I guess, or whoever cut the check. It had to be Monty. It's a pretty tight list, I'm sure, of who knows about it. Cause
does it go anywhere? Does the council have to approve it?
The council approves, as far as I've always known here, like when Tom was here, if this casino was to pay a distribution, the GM's supposed to get approval from the council before they approve a distribution. Mm-hmm. So they say, hey, look, we met the criteria, there's a bonus distribution to happen. Through each month, we take a certain percentage off of each month's profit, and that goes towards a bonus accumulation. Mm-hmm. If we meet the target of what we projected that the business would make this year, then you earn a bonus. If we don't meet it, you do not pay it. That money goes back into the tribe to help run our government and our operations. So it's not a guaranteed payment unless we meet the target.
Right.
So the council has to approve you in that basis to say you're gonna pay it out. And that's the history that I know from Tom to what Mr. Pete done to what Anthony should follow the same criteria. I don't think we change any of that criteria from that tribal standpoint. Okay. Now, knowing I'm over here on this end, I'm not involved on the right. Government council end, so I don't go to meetings over there, and I'm not involved with all the policies and the rules and the regulations. At one time on school board, I probably had more governmental involvement my first years here because I was involved with the school board aspect, where now I'm mostly just a casino guy. But if I know something, I mean, I'll be involved and give some input of what I think, should be done. Okay. So that's my knowledge of the whole thing. And then, like I said, I'm not sure if O'Neill got something, but it sounds like there's a problem.
Okay. Sorry if you, like I said, my intentions weren't to hold you up or anything. Or interrogate you or anything, so I mean, I apologize for this environment, but we got to be professional, and that's all. We put everybody through the same process, and I knew you were one of the top people here, and I figured you made it. That's why we called Tara in, for the same reason. And
our involvements are different, she's got a different relationship in what she does, mm-hmm. and what her responsibilities are for us from a regulatory standpoint versus me. There's a lot of times I got to go to her and ask maybe some regulatory.
Right.
No different than she's not going to be able to tell you how the facility fully runs.
Right.
So my expertise is not maybe everything, but I, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but, and you know, I'll always give you what you want to know, Mike.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I mean, if you don't have anything else, this is a, like I say, it's a criminal investigation. We appreciate it if you don't go out and talk to others, or, you know, tell them about what the nature of this conversation was, because the investigation is ongoing.
Okay.
And we don't want to, you know, got to keep the integrity of the investigation intact. I do understand. I know y'all going to a meeting. I don't know what it's about, but I'm hearing all the directors and managers are going somewhere. That's what I heard.
Anthony had an all-manager meeting today at 3 o'clock, but that's a regular schedule.
Well, regular I heard y'all meeting. Were going out of town is what I'm hearing.
Too. Monday?
Next week, Monday. Right, for 3 days is what I'm hearing, 3 or 4 days.
I don't know nothing about that. Monday, we're going on a trip to Bay St. Louis to see a couple casinos that they told me about this week. O'Neill and them's going with Tribal Council, Brian Headley. And there you come. We're going in hours to look at some other casino properties.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's.
I don't even know what I'm going to look. If I'm going to look at them, it's no different than when I went to the Golden Nugget in September. Me and my wife and I kind of look at the LeBurs, look at Golden Nugget, and see. You know, I'm looking at facility stuff. What does the cans look like? How they run the operation? Is the restaurants open? What does that cage operation look like? I'm shopping them to see. We're not the Golden Nugget, believe me, but
yeah,
we go for ideas and stuff, and that's. That's what we're going for, but we return back here Monday.
Is that general manager and all of them involved in that?
Yeah, it's the executive team. As we got, you know, Anthony, and we got executives, which are, you know, table games, slots, food and beverage, Monty, Tara, myself, and marketing. That's an executive group, and then you got the rest of other directors, but not all of us can fit in the Yukon. Just like six of us going.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about no 3-day trip, because we coming back, we ain't packing clothes, they told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you. If you don't have anything else to share, we can we can end the...
Like I said, I've been 18 and a half years, the first time called upstairs, and then it ain't never fun to be involved in any investigation, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were called up here as a witness, so that's not bad. You know, but when you're on the other side is when it...
No, I know, I just...
Yeah, right, so...
I'm always the type that I wish if I'd known something, I knew something could have been prevented, or something's right. been done wrong, I dang right. sure would have been a guy saying that we should, if something shouldn't have been done, it shouldn't have been done. Yeah. Whether now what you have to determine in your investigation,
yeah, right.
whether it was intentional ill intent,
right,
or was an incidental,
right. yeah.
thinking somebody was maybe entitled to something, as a way I can logically deduct from a situation like this.
Yeah.
Because I've worked for only 3 GMs right now. And I can tell you, me working for 3 different GMs, I know what I'm doing right now on this project has been the most upboard on anything that I've done. I can tell you that. That the way we run this project, the way we're doing renovations, the way we trying to track everything that we do, we never wanted another shortest event to happen to this casino. And I know, I feel like my contribution from that is always going to be that, no matter whether the GM agrees with me or not. But on this particular situation, I think we're on the same page. So yeah. All I can tell you is if I ever known something that wasn't going to be right, I'd be the first one to be talking about it. Because
okay.
on other GMs that it didn't work, me and my tribe was the first ones talking about things. Never anything illegal,
right.
just things that may not just be right, that just right. doesn't come off right, but never criminal or
yeah.
or from an intent of anything like
yeah.
what you're talking to me about today.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and coming, and we'll officially end it here. Today's date, January 22nd at 4:32 p.m.